I'm Amy, sex educator, sex and relationship coach, and co-owner of PurePleasureShop.com.
And I'm April, sex toy maven, VP of Hot Octopus, and I've dedicated my life to the business of sex. We're two people with a passion for educating and inspiring shame-free conversations about sex and relationships.
Welcome to the Shameless Sex Revolution. Want to learn more? Go to shamelesssex.com. And for 15% off of some of our favorite sex toys, use coupon code SHAMELESSSEX at purepleasureshop.com.
You are listening to a pleasure podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
Well, hello, everyone.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome back to the Shameless Sex Podcast. Today, we are recording in April's bed. Instead of the studio.
Well, this is the guest bedroom.
April's guest bed.
Where my office is.
We're naked. We just had a pillow fight. I won.
Yeah, right. First of all, none of that's true. Second of all, she could never win.
I'm wearing overalls. Fuck. We both kind of look like farmers today.
We do. Your mom said that. She came to pick up your dog. She's like, you're country, farmer, Amy. Yeah. And then she's like, April, you're a little country too. I was like, am I?
Get our farm vibes. Oh. Tuesday farm vibes today.
My pants just have paint splattered on them.
Oh, you're the artist and I'm the farmer.
I bought them like this.
Yes. I know. One of those things. Why? People are like, are you an artist? Like, no, I pay good money for these.
I am though, you know.
You are an artist.
We're sexual artists.
You've also painted a lovely picture of my dog for me. That was cool.
You've painted a lovely picture of our life for us.
More figuratively.
Yes, this is true.
I was like, I did? Oh my God.
Do you know how to paint a picture of scrotox?
I think it would be some really tight balls that don't like sag and they don't have a lot of loose scrotum skin.
Yes. You're painting a lovely picture of this. I didn't know about this. We had talked a little bit about this before and we've had, I think, listener questions about scrotox.
With Justin Dubin.
Yes, Dr. Dubin. Yeah. And I always
but
say
he
Dr.
was kind of like, yeah, it's kind of a thing, but it's just for aesthetic purposes. But he didn't really have much to say about
it. Right. And this guy, Dr. Paul Gittins, this amazing, very intellectually charged human, has a wide range of skills and knowledge, and his accreditation goes very deep.
Yeah.
Like scrotox.
And he actually had some info about scrotox, not just being for aesthetic purposes. Also, there was some health stuff that for making things more comfortable for certain dudes, for certain ball owners. So that was interesting. And then it's a lot about erections. So scrotox is like a small part of it, but we're really fascinated with it. And we like saying scrotox. And we also made a new term in this. And I think it's like cocktox or dicktox, because you can put Botox in the cock. And he talks about that too.
We recorded this episode quite a while ago. I think it was a couple of months ago. And I've referred to it in episodes that have already gone
thinking
out.
We released it.
Thinking that we released it because we talked about bath bait. Yeah. Well, and he talked about bath bait on the episode without, we didn't even know. We're like, oh, you love bath bait too. Which was really cool. And then I talked about that last week because when I pre-listened to the episode to make sure it was all legit, I didn't realize, I forgot that we had recorded this so long ago because it was awesome.
Well, you have to listen
again. Good memory
well,
with you and remembering that we talked about the cock talks.
I also watched it the other day, the video, because I had to send the clips.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes me feel better.
Otherwise, I'd be like, I know we talked about scrotox.
I really need to work
remember.
On my memory.
Memory. So stay tuned if you want to learn about scrotox, but mostly erections with the wonderful Dr. Paul Gittins. I say Gittins instead of get it. I don't know. Kittens.
I think he says Gittins.
I don't know.
Gittins.
But you say it so like there's a D in there, like Gittins. And I'm like, Kittins. Gittins. It's
Look,
weird.
Tomato, tomato.
All right, everyone. if you're still listening to us because you want to hear all about scrotox, we have some events coming up all over the country. That is the United States. Chip, what are we doing? Where are we going? What's going on?
Okay. We just filmed a little teaser too. You and I. We will be in Portland, Oregon, y'all, in June. Amy and I are coming to you. We're going to have some special guests. It's going to be basically like hanging out with us, but a live show. So it's not sitting around getting some blah, 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 blah.
Less blah, blah.
There's going to be some action, some audience involvement, some laughter. Laugh until you cry. Well, I'm not going to force anyone to cry. And it's more about the laughter. But like, you're going to get an ab workout with your laughter. And
it'll be sexy, too.
It's going to be sexy. We're going to have, we call it a a variety show? Because I don't know what else to say.
I'm like, it's a sexy podcast variety show of some sort.
Right. Which we're not recording a live podcast either. This is something we haven't done before, but our creative juices are flowing and we need you to be there and show up and come and hang out with us and spend time with us. We're in Portland, Chicago, Los Angeles, Seattle, but June is the first one, which this episode airs. This is April. Buy a ticket. Take the ride, as Hunter S. Thompson said. That's the only way to go. You got to buy the ticket and take the ride. Come and enjoy us. Get your shameless sex revolution on.
Well, we have some other incentives too. So first of all, if you buy a ticket, it guarantees that we'll come to that city because, you know, if we don't sell a lot of tickets beforehand, it's a lot for us to go and travel. So we might not come. So I know you're like, it's April and you have, in June, we have Chicago and Portland. July is Los Angeles. August is Seattle. You might be like, that's far away. Buy the ticket now. Do you have $20 to $30? Because that's how much the tickets are. Buy the ticket. Can you, if you decide you can't go later, give it to a friend. All is well. Everyone wins. It's $20 to $30. And for the first 20 people for each of these events who buys a ticket to our event. So if you buy it right now, right, listening, you'll probably be one of those people. You might be one of those people. Depends how many of you do this. You get a free bottle of Uber Lube when you arrive at the event.
Wait, so if I went in and I bought right now,
20
let's
tickets.
Say this is, my name's August Lampert.
Uh-huh.
And I went in and bought 20 tickets. Could I get 20 bottles of Uber Lube?
I guess so.
At each event?
Maybe no. Maybe where it's just per one per person. I think that's wise.
Damn it.
Yeah, we just decided.
I just had a
one
whole
per
new,
person.
I'm quitting. But, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm selling Uber Lube. I'm slinging it on the side.
Okay. Okay. Let's discuss this while we're on the air. You can get, let's say if you buy two tickets, we'll give you the two bottles. But this again, it's only the first 20 people. It's not everyone. So go and get it while you can.
For each location.
For each location. Again, this is Portland, Chicago, Los Angeles, Seattle. Go get this ASAP to support us. Guarantee that we'll come to see you.
How much is
You'll
a bottle of Uber Lube cost?
Like $20.
Oh, yeah. And that's basically a free bottle.
Exactly.
Amazing.
If you do it now, you basically get the ticket for free if you want to
well,
do it.
Well, we're also planning some awesome outfits. It's going to be interactive.
Oh, it's going to be great.
It's going to be insane. The venues are really beautiful too. So go to shamelesssex.com.
Yes.
All you have to do is you have to buy a ticket because we have a minimum. If we don't make our minimums, we cancel. So
we'll go somewhere else.
Go. Yeah. So go to the connect section on Shameless Sex and then look at the events.
Yep.
And there it's really simple. So check us out. I can't believe we're going to go live.
Do it. Meow. Do you want us to press pause so you can go and buy the ticket now? Okay. Pause. Okay, go. Thank you for buying a ticket. Ready for a sex question?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a single guy. I just want to say dude. I'm a single dude. He said guy. I'm a single guy, new to the kink world and interested in trying new things. Do you have any recommendations on how I can learn more about BDSM in general? And what toys or products are good for new people like me? Lastly, I like this part. Is it creepy if I already have some kinky toys at my house when new dates come over? Obviously, I will respect their boundaries, but will they think I'm a creepy weirdo? I like that because he's being thoughtful. He wants to stock up on things beforehand and also learn as much before he has the dates come over. So that's awesome.
Well, look.
Would you be creeped out? What do you think?
It depends. If he had some rope, duct tape, and
a
knife and a hammer, I'd be like, I'm going to go check this. Because I also have never met this person, and that would creep me out in general. If my dad had that and I went to it, I'd be like, bro, I'm gonna go. But I also watch
just
too
like
many
all
crime
next
shows
to the bed
too.
A rope duct tape next to the bed.
I'm like, the crime show no more. So
you scared me at duct tape. That's the scariest one of all of them.
I think perhaps duct tape would be the creepiest. Yeah. Or like zip ties.
Ooh,
that,
no,
right.
No.
So there's a time and place for all of those things, and trust is part of the entire kink world, the BDSM world.
Yes.
So you need to trust and be secure. So it may be too soon, in my opinion. Amy, you might have something to say.
I don't think,
wait, I just want to say, it might be too soon right away if you just bring someone home and then you have all these things laid out.
So maybe I don't think you want to be laid out.
Okay.
So less laying out right
yes.
away.
Love it. Love this suggestion.
So because you don't want them to, like, if they don't already, they're just getting to know you and they walk into a dungeon all of a sudden. They didn't realize they're walking into a dungeon. Unless you explained it already on like the first day and it was like, just so you know, when you walk in my room, it's kind of like a dungeon.
Or you met on FetLife and you know what they're into.
You or like, or Field or all these other apps where
You
can actually explain that your desires and interests. Yeah, if it was a Field date and you said, I'm already a kinky person, then wouldn't it be too shocking? But yeah, like some of the things we're going to talk about, all of them can be hidden, like not just right there. It's not like a big sex swing right when you walk in the door. And so, yes. I guess for me, I would say, go ahead and get them ahead of time. If you use them before, clean them, like make sure they don't have any like schmegma all over them. And then some people just don't like the idea that you have a sex toy or kink toy that has been used with someone else. Although I think that's where sex toys and people are already kind of kinky, are a little more open to a pair of handcuffs that someone else may have wore. It's a little less like that was on your pussy.
It is a little.
Because it wasn't on genitals.
Well, I wouldn't mind.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
That's a good point. I would not mind someone that pre-used a pair of handcuffs or like a hog tie system or an under their bed restraint system or something like that.
But if they're like, here's a speculum that I use on someone else.
Or something that's going to go inside my body, I would not be comfortable with. I never thought about that.
Yeah.
So that is a valid question. Now, everybody would be different.
Yeah.
And that's just me. But I also think that there is something about leather that gets broken in that makes it better when it's
softer.
Broken in. Like, think about a leather jacket that you put on that's been used. Like, I love vintage leather jackets and I'm like, oh my God, the energy. So I feel like leather toys or leather kink items, those I like gently used.
Yeah. And I don't know if he's going to gently use them. I mean, whoever your first date is, you have new products, they're the first person that gets to engage with these. Should they consent to that? So they could be, you're like, hey, do you want to break these in?
These
are brand new.
Or like a flogger that's been like that's maybe it's not gently used. Maybe it was massively used.
I mean, like you're right. Leather. So, whereas vegan leather does not get broken in. And actually vegan leather for kink products like in floggers and things can sometimes be more painful, have like more of a bite than leather.
You just spanked me with a little furry flogger. I think it might have been vegan the other day with when we were filming our
that one is leather
video for the tour
with the rabbit fur.
You know who talks about this a lot?
Yes,
who we've interviewed what 4 or 5 times?
Orpheus.
Yes,
Orpheus Black.
He's
amazing.
He's the go-to. I feel like the go-to dom for what to expect, what to set yourself up with and for, and how to also maintain boundaries, be a respectable dom.
Yeah.
And what episodes
we have so many episodes. So we'll give you the numbers, but you know, each episode is different. One's on like submissive sex, one's on the dominant side, one is on choking and spanking, and there's all these different topics that he teaches.
He's like an expert witness in court for people about choking because he's brilliant.
Yeah. And he talks about products in those, and not all of them, but some of them will talk about products too. But I think people can also hire him to do private coaching, especially if you're new to kink. I think that's really smart to do some sessions with a private coach who can educate you on kink or at least take workshops or something. So it's episode 243, 267, 278, and 333 with Orpheus Black. And then
333, that's a lucky number.
Very Orpheus Black, right?
Orpheus. Love him.
Like a spiritual guy.
And also Sunny Megatron.
She is amazing. Yes. So I think her episode is like how to do kink your way, but also with consent. It's 246 on our podcast, but she has a whole podcast.
You listing these, we did a lot of kink and BDSM episodes in the 200s, 243, 267, 246. I was like, damn, 278.
We were in a kinky vibe.
Sunny's the first person that's ever walked me through a dungeon in Chicago. I was in Chicago. I was like a baby bird in the industry. And they're like, do you want to go to a dungeon? Her and her partner, Ken.
Do you want to go on a first date to the dungeon?
And she has the American Sex podcast, right? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And this was before they had the podcast. And I was like, oh gosh. I was like, I just met you. Thankfully, we had mutual friends and they were so cool. They walked me through my first dungeon. It was empty at the time. It was
your
not being used.
Dungeon.
It was really sweet and really cool.
Yeah.
I didn't get creeped out at all. The medical side, there was like all these different little experiences. They're like experiential little rooms.
Yeah. And you find what you're interested in, what works for you.
So what if you want to take this dungeon home with you, Amy?
Well, to take the dungeon home? Okay, the whole
what
dungeon.
What do you do?
Well, okay, so when I think of like new people with kink products, and maybe you'll have some other opinions, but I feel like you need a solid pair of handcuffs, but not the metal ones. And even the metal ones with fur, they hurt. And by the way, all these things that we're talking about, you can get 20% off at hustlerhollywood.com. We'll give you the code at the end. It's hot sex, but everything we're talking about, hustlerhollywood.com has, and you get 20% off. So, okay, this is what I think. Let me ask you about this, April. Everyone should have a pair of restraints for the wrists that are comfortable, but like you're kind of bound still. I think also having something like a good blindfold. And when I say good, not one where like light can leak seep out.
You've been like that for a long time.
And also though, cause like the bottoms, they'll peek, they'll cheat. They'll be trying, they'll be looking.
Also
I can't see,
sometimes
I can.
Just the tie doesn't work. You need like something that blocks the light.
Yeah.
I will say something about the metal handcuffs. Those are complete bullshit. You need this, like the leather cuffs, they can still be harder to get out of. But I'm a bruiser and I have bony wrists and I get like legit bruises from bracelets.
Yeah.
And so I like the soft leather, sometimes it's not even that soft. That is a game changer because it doesn't put pressure and just like right on the bone. It like disperses.
Especially with leather, but then kind of furry on the inside. Yeah. So it adds more softness, yet it will still keep you there and you're safe because you can undo them, but you're not like, oh my God, I'm locked into this and this hurts my wrist.
Metal cuffs suck. And sometimes they get all locked. Like they'll get like weird key problems.
Yeah. They're only good if you like pain, basically, or you want to get like a $6
thing.
Well,
if you get a key problem, then you got to go get a like a bolt cutter.
Yeah, let's not do that. So those are the two like basics, and then we'll talk a little bit more about those not too long, everyone, don't worry. And then I know, so one of these I wrote here for you because I know you're into it, and then now there's another thing too that I like. So, but just for the handcuffs, so I'm going to recommend, they're called Shadow Fur Handcuffs by a company called Sex and Mischief. Again, you can get these at hustlerhollywood.com.
They're not metal.
It's not metal. It's just the chain in between them is metal, they're leather with the fur on the inside. It might even be vegan leather, but they're super comfortable.
And then bondage tape.
Yeah. So bondage tape is awesome.
That's awesome for everything.
It's super cheap. You can do ankle cuffs with it. You can do wrist cuffs.
You could dress up like the Fifth Element lady.
Totally. Like as an outfit.
Yes. I did that once back in the day when I worked at Pure Pleasure.
Yeah.
I did it. And with the white tape.
Yeah.
And there's different colors. That bondage tape is dope.
So it's not like duct tape where it sticks to your skin. It just sticks to itself. And so you can use, it's like many pairs of handcuffs. And they're, you know, if you tie it tight enough, it's pretty strong. But you're not like, oh my God, I'm screwed. I'm going to have to go to the hospital if I get stuck in these.
And it also doesn't leave residue on your body or your, because if you have hair, duct tape? Are you kidding me? That's painful. That's like ripping off a wax strip.
It's a wax
strip.
Job. Non-consensual.
But not with, but like job. Adhesive. Bondage tape. And then the blindfold, you don't you like one that is...
Yes. So it will look like a regular blindfold, but then the part that goes like on your cheeks, that where it meets your eye, it has this other part that blocks the light. And so here's another brand for you. The Saffron Blindfold by Sport Sheets. Again, also at Hustler Hollywood. It's comfortable. It looks sexy and it blocks the light out. And if you don't use it for kink, it is fabulous for sleep, for airplanes, if you don't want the light to get in there to affect you.
Saffron. It's not... The saffron. That's my stripper name. I've always said my stripper name would be Saffron.
What did we say your stripper name was?
Was the porn name.
What was your porn name today?
So it's supposed to be your first pet and the street you grew up on, right?
Yeah.
So mine was...
Yours is great.
Scrubman was his name. He was a schnauzer. Loved him. Scrubman Division.
Oh my... And I'm magic locust.
I think that's great. We're both animals.
Dude, I wonder what Scrubman's like niche is in porn. Like what Scrubman does.
I don't know, but he was my baby scrub. He was this. Okay. Anyway.
Okay. So two other products we're going to recommend. April, what's yours?
Okay. So this product, I just talked about it nonchalantly earlier in this show because the bed restraint system, and that by far has been a game changer. You don't have to have it exposed. Even when people come over to my house, it's underneath. So
it's always under your bed all the time.
So even if you have a frame or you have one of the kind of like the box frames or you don't, I have like a box frame free bed. So it fits under there. But if you have a box spring, you can put
it
under there.
And you're a Cali King too, right? It works from a twin to a Cali King.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It works under, and there's different sizes. Mm-hmm. And then you fold them up and place them under.
It's awesome because you want, so here's what I wouldn't do with your date, nice man that's listening. I would not have your date come over and not talk to them about the cuffs that are under the bed that you can whip out in 2 seconds and put on them. I would ask them first.
You need permission.
Yeah. Hey, just so you know, I have this really comfortable restraint system. It's Velcro, so it's easy to get out of. It's here. Would you like me to restrain you? And all you do is reach to each side of your bed and bam, the cuffs are there.
And you nailed it. It's easy to get out of.
It's safe.
So that particular one that talking about, Hustler Hollywood, there's also
so this is the other one that you love.
This is, I've had this for since the dawn of my
kink life.
I don't consider myself a kinky person,
but you like to be hog tied.
But I love the hog tie, and I haven't used it for a while. I was just talking to my partner about this the other day. I was like, how come you haven't hog tied me in a while? I'm like, he's like, I don't know where it is. I was like, oh yeah, I put it in this other drawer. So now I just put it next to the drawer. So a hog tie system is where your legs are bound to your wrists and behind your back. And so you can grab the middle of it. So it almost looks like this like starfish X thing.
Like
so
your
you can
legs
grab
are like
the middle.
It forces your legs to be open a little bit, right?
Kind of. Okay. Yes. Yes. Cause it doesn't leave you too much room, but also it's comfortable and it's awesome because they can grab the middle of it and like control like the amount of thrusting, which I love.
Yeah.
And I don't know what's happening, which I also love, but I've also consented to all of that.
Yeah. And so that might be like a little more advanced for people, but also it's made of those soft cuffs, right? That are still easy to attach.
Is it really advanced? That's like the first thing I ever had.
Well, when you think of hog tie, you're thinking of like a pig on a spit. What is it called? A spit when you're like pigs like roasting.
Yes, I think it is a spit.
Isn't that what happens? Like they're all like... Like the pig is all bound, yeah. But with under, but and it's more. It's actually
all the vegans are crying right
I'm
now.
I'm sorry. So let's say it's a vegan pig, but anyways, I think that so might be more advanced. But anyways, for sure, start with the handcuffs that are not metal.
Do you mean the pig was fed vegan food or just is it?
It's not a real pig.
It just looks like a pig. It's in the shape
animal.
Of vegan. Oh,
I'm making that up. I'm just trying to help the vegans.
Okay. Sorry.
Anyways, will you tell us more about Hustler Hollywood?
Okay. Yes. This is a long, but important message for everyone, because Hustler Hollywood right now, you can get any of these products and so many of their products for you. That's you, the Shameless Sex listener. You get 20% off. They are specializing in bringing couples closer together, but you can also get closer to yourself, which yeah. I love that too. Not maybe in the hog tie, but you can save that for later.
April calls me, give me out of the hog tie, help.
There's 59 stores nationwide in the US, y'all. So they're pretty much anywhere, but this 20% off you can use on their website. So that's anywhere you are right now. Also, you get sexy lingerie. They have gifts. They have bath and body items like yummy lubes and massage oils and candles and the best sex toys in the industry. Hot Octopus is there.
I know
Uber Lube's there. So if you want 20% off your next purchase or any purchase, just use code HOTSEX and go to HustlerHollywood.com. Again, it's HOTSEX at HustlerHollywood.com. .com. The typical one. The link will also be in the episode's description if you want to make it easy on yourself. But we love you.
And I want to thing to add to this before we do the bio.
Oh, yeah.
Our book is also great for learning. Orpheus Black is heavily quoted in that.
We wrote a book?
We wrote a book called Shameless Sex.
I don't remember that 2 years of our lives.
And it's a great way. If you're anyone that is new to most things in sexuality, our book is fabulous for that. Also, if you're advanced too, but it talks about things like BDSM, products, toys, all kinds of stuff. And here's what I was thinking the other day about our book. So I was like trying to, you know, in my head, have a better understanding of like what our book, other than the fact that it's like choose your own adventure, nonfiction for sex and relationships. But I was thinking that it's kind of like when you read our book, you're working directly with us, or I guess we're working directly with you on your sex and relationship stuff, because it's designed for you to kind of be your own coach. You know, with the podcast, you get us for free. We're talking about a lot of stuff with this person that wrote the sex question. We're kind of working directly with that person. But our book really invites that, like, endlessly being able to work directly with us or supporting you and you supporting yourself as your own coach. It doesn't mean you won't need a coach or a therapist. I'm not saying it's perfect for that.
It's like you're like, I got the power.
Yeah, it's more like, oh, yeah. I have the tools. I can do this and learn how to do this. And I really like that. So if you're not a reader, you don't like reading things, you can also get the audio version on Amazon.
Where is it? Where?
You can go to our website, shamelesssex.com. The book's on there. You can go to Amazon. You can find our book and the audio. You can go all the places.
We didn't mention this, but well, just briefly, we're going to be in Hustler, Philly. That's Philadelphia, yeah. Y'all. One of my besties lives there. You know who I'm talking about.
Hey.
And then we're also going to be in Hustler Hollywood. We're doing book signings / a mini workshop.
Hustler Hollywood,
they're free.
Vancouver.
So Vancouver, that's Vancouver, W-A-U. Washington, though. Yeah. So don't go to show up to Vancouver. But shamelesssex.com has all of this stuff. So check out all of our events, because people wanted more of us. They wanted us to be out there in the world. And here we are. So y'all better show up when we show up, because we want to see you. And
get those tickets. Are you?
Yeah, go get the tickets. Hustler's free. The other ones aren't, but they'll be worth
They're different, though, because the other ones are more like it's a show.
It's not related to the book. The other ones are just us.
Hustler's like
Hustler's
more like a
book.
Sex ed workshop and related to the book, too. And that one's the free one. And then the other ones are like you can be really entertained and learn. It's going to be
a blast. Think about dancing, laughing, comedy, sex toy,
squirting.
Well, Amy's going to do a live squirting
live
series
squirt show
on the stage. Oh, wait, we need to work on that. We have to go practice. Okay, I'm going to give you a bio, y'all.
Yes.
Oh, I love y'all. Okay. Paul Gittins, MD, is one of the leading sexual medicine physicians in the country. He is an expert in the treatment of sexual health for men and women, and a specialist in male and female menopause and male infertility. He is board certified in urology and is a clinical associate professor in OBGYN. Dr. Gittins founded the Rockwell Centers for Sexual Medicine and Wellness and is one of the leading sexual health and wellness experts in the USA. To learn more, visit rockwellcenters.com.
All right, everyone, it is interview time, and we are here with Paul Gittens. But this is like kittens.
Dr. Paul Gittens.
I know, doctor. I know, I was going to say MD, but I do the kittens, and so I have a thing with the T's. Oh, God, kittens.
Ask him how he says it, because he has two T's in his last name.
First, I want to hear how you would say
kittens. I would say Dr. Paul Gittens.
Oh, I like it. You know, what I always say is it's kittens with a G. So you guys got it right.
So, yeah. But I think I do my kittens with a D instead of the T's. Like,
yeah.
Do kittens?
Kittens. I don't know. It's a thing. Oh, yeah. Okay. Kittens.
You got to say that T. You got to say it with purpose.
Kittens. Dr. Paul Gittens.
There you go. With purpose. With purpose.
With purpose. I love it. Thank you for that educational moment. And I need that. And also, we're here to talk about Scrotox.
And ED.
ED. Yes. And all things erections. And which is really
and
fun.
And sex after some kind of cancer, too. Yeah. Like prostate or bladder cancer. So stay tuned, because this is going to be a great episode.
And we talked about Scrotox in the past. When we did that, it was more like for a vanity thing. So I'm very curious to hear more about that. But without further ado, you all heard us in the intro giving a little bit of information about Dr. Paul Gittens. And did it, nailed it.
I love it.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for that. I feel special. But Dr. Gittens, still makes me nervous when I say that. Can you please tell us a little bit more about how you got to where you are today in the field of sexuality?
Yes. So I am a board certified urologist. So I spent a lot of time in the field of urology in terms of prostate cancer and BPH and male infertility. And then from there, with just having a lot of patient experiences, I went in the direction of sexual medicine. And so for sexual medicine, after your 6 years of urology training, you do an extra fellowship. So it's extra specialty training in sexual medicine, which I did out in Houston in Texas. And I learned a lot about sexual dysfunction. I learned everything about microsurgery and male infertility, as well as female sexual dysfunction. So that's kind of the short answer. But what really led me to this field was the fact is when I was a resident and it's just taking care of patients. And I just felt like no one really talked about sexual dysfunction. Nobody talked about sex. Nobody talked about infertility for men. And so I thought it was a great field to go into because I love talking about these things. And I like treating men and women that have these difficulties. And, it's blossomed from there, and I love, I'm just so happy to be able to work with these individuals.
Oh, yes. And we're happy to have you here talking to our listeners, because ED is not only a hot topic, it's a subject that it gets a little bit of stigma sometimes. Folks that have penises, they can get really triggered by talking about their penis performance. They can get triggered talking about the size what are the causes, right, of what's happening with ED. And I know that you have so much background and you are such a respected, not only doctor, but person that's researched and had a lot of impact on a lot of folks out there and their lives. So can we get to the bottom of ED first and foremost? So let's talk about what ED is. If there's anyone listening that's like, what is ED? We should just talk about that in the most basic level. And then what are the main causes? And who does this affect? Meaning the percentages of folks, the penis owners out there, and the age range. Is it something that people are not experiencing now, but they could experience later? Can you please talk more about ED?
All right. That's a mouthful. So you may have to remind me as I'm going through this. All right, just give me some cues. So, but the first, basic answer is what is ED? So ED is the inability, I'm going to give you the proper definition. It's the inability for a person to either initiate or maintain their erection as satisfactory for sex. And sex has, the definition of sex varies, right? So this person could be having penetrative sex. They could be having masturbation. It could be, they could be looking at whatever it is, right? It's the inability to be able to initiate and maintain that erection. And they come in a lot of different varieties. There's some guys that can start and then they kind of fade as they're having intercourse, right? There's some guys that kind of have a stuttering start where they start and then they kind of fade and they start and they fade. You know, so it's a varying degree, but essentially it's initiation and maintenance of the erection. The causes, that was another question, right?
So yes, causes, yes, nailing it,
they vary, you know? So we know the number one cause why guys have erectile difficulties is really age, right? So as guys get older, they're more likely to have ED. So in some of the percentages are, you know, a guy that's 40 years old, they have probably have a 40% chance of having erection problems. You know, I saw a guy in my office today, he actually lived in a nursing home and he was 85 years old and he had just suffered erectile dysfunction like 2 or 3 years ago. So he's pretty fortunate, right?
Wow.
And he's having some ED issues. And he says, listen, there's a lot of women here in the nursing home that want me, right? So I want to be able to...
It's a hot spot for a lot of casual sex.
It is a hot spot. I'm telling you.
Hence why it's one of the places where there's a lot more STIs floating around.
You better believe it. Yeah. You better, because it's that one guy and he's sleeping with about 10 women.
He's like, I got this. Please help my cock.
That's right. That's right. So it affects all ages, but it's more likely to affect you if you're older, right? But not necessarily. Like I said, this guy, he's older and he just started having ED last year. But other causes, there's some vascular causes. So guys that have high blood pressure or diabetes, they're more likely to have some issues. There's hormones. So we always talk about testosterone and estrogen imbalance and all these things and thyroid disease that can also cause some issues. There are like physical things that can happen to the penis, right? So some guys have something called Peyronie's disease where they have like a plaque or a scarring of their penis, which can kind of restrict the flow, right? There's other issues where it could be more anxiety driven and psychological. So that can also cause some ED. And then there's medications, right? There's medications that we know that we take, right? Either for blood pressure or maybe for depression, for anxiety, that can also cause some ED. So, you know, when we're looking at an individual and we're working them up for erectile dysfunction or erectile difficulties, which I like to say, right? Because dysfunction, I hate that word. I like to say difficulties, right?
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah. Right. And so we look at all those things and we try to figure out what's going on with them. And then we try to fix them, you know, and the best way we can.
And so that brings us to our next question of like the how to, right? Like what are the common treatments and exercises that are available for folks with blood flow issues that could cause erectile difficulty? And I'm curious if we, like, this is just my wild Amy side. So if we could look at like someone in their 30s, 40s, and then like, let's go to the 80-year-old guy that came in and he's like, so the last 3 years, the rest of the years were great. You know, like what are the options for all of these different age groups or people?
Yeah. So it's really not about age. It's about their function, right? Because a 70-year-old guy, if he's lucky, he could have great erections. And then you can have a 40-year-old guy that has even worse erections than that guy. So what we're doing is we have to do a really good evaluation. So if it's hormones, we're fixing them with hormones. But I personally like to do ultrasounds of the penis. And we do that with a small little injection. And with that small injection, I'm able to see, all right, what's going on with the vasculature of the penis? And so we kind of break those things down into not getting enough blood flow into the penis, or is blood flow going in and then it's slowly kind of leaking out, right? So those are the kind of things that we're looking for. We're also looking for some neurological issues. So, you know, we do nerve testing. And then after we get that information and we look at labs and everything like that, physical exam, blah, 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 we say, all right, what are we going to do for treatment, right? And, you know, treatment regimens, they go in a number of different kind of levels. For guys that want to try to be proactive about their penises, then we may say, all right, let's use something like the exerciser, which is like a hydro pump that we use to start exercising the penis and start trying to get more circulation into the penis. For other guys, we may say, all right, so some guys say, listen, like, I don't really want to go on Viagra. You know, I know that I'm probably at that stage, then we might use something like the exerciser, but then we might try to get increased blood flow to the penis and we'll use something like core wave therapy, which is like low intensity focused shockwave therapy, right? Which increases and stimulates the penis to get better blood flow there. So we can use that in combination, right? For guys that are being proactive. For other guys that say they've tried Viagra or Cialis and maybe it's not working, then we can try to restore the penis, right? So we can use something like core wave therapy again. We'll use like the hydro pump again, something like the exerciser. And then we may use like PRP, which is platelet plasma. We may use Botox for the penis. I know you talked about Botox for the,
that's
for
our
the
next
scrotum
question.
And scrotox.
Yes, yes.
Hold on, but you're not talking about Botox for the penis too. So we got to, you know, when you just place it in the scrotum, then the penis gets jealous. So we have to make sure that we put it in the penis
really?
Too, right?
You can't forget about the penis. Aww.
Right? You can't forget about the penis. Aww. And so we'll use that for erectile difficulties as well.
Really?
Yeah. So it's off label. So all those, you know, PRP, CoreWave, Botox for the penis, scrotum, all those things are off label, but we use them because it makes sense, right? Because when guys are getting erection, it's actually a relaxation event. Right. So what happens is the penis actually relaxes as it grows, right? And it allows for more blood flow to get into the penis, right? And so what's a really good muscle relaxer, right? Is Botox, right? Ah. And so Botox helps the penis relax, right? And it allows for a better erection. It's off label, not FDA approved, but
but are they like rock hard for like 3 months?
No, they're not. No, they're not. Okay. They're not, but they will hang a little bit more. So, you know, the guys that maybe are in the gym and feel a little insecure, they can kind of walk around without their
showers.
They're
showers now.
So they could do that. So those are some of the, and there's a lot of other things we do, but those are some of the things that we use to try to stimulate the penis, to try to rehab the penis, to get guys better erections. And then, you know, there's other treatments. There's like injections for more severe ED. There's like a penile implant. There's, you know, a number of other things that we can do to kind of help guys along depending on their stage, right? So if they're more severe versus if they're mild, it just depends on, you know, what their status is when they're coming into the office and seeing me.
Okay. This is so good. And so off label, just to recap, in case anyone's wondering, that means not FDA approved. Yep. But there are things like supplements. Like, I mean, I'm giving like an example, like when
all
people,
my supplements say that.
Yes. So that's something that FDA hasn't looked at, but is that,
yeah. So
accurate?
It's like, it's using both. So Botox is FDA approved for the face, right? Mm-hmm. But it's not, if you put it in the penis, it's not FDA approved. So it's not approved for that. So all the studies haven't been done that for Botox.
Okay, got
it. On the studies.
So the other thing that I want to say, so I used to donate plasma in college. So when I did, so platelet rich plasma, the therapy, does that mean some dudes might have gotten my plasma injected into their cocks? Because I'm like, yes. I mean, this was a long time ago. This is like 2002, but still, I'm like so stoked on this.
I hope so. Only
if they're lucky. Only if they're lucky. No. But for PRP, we draw it from their own veins and we process it.
Lame.
But if they're lucky, then maybe you have some of your plasma floating around. And they can throw that
I
in their penis.
So.
Who knows?
You know, you're welcome. I made like $20 like for like a pint. I was there for like 2 hours. I was like, this is really hard.
April's really hoping that her own plasma is rolling around your dick.
It was like the one thing I did from like my beer drinking money, you know? Anyway, I just
in your erection, she sees, she's like, is that my platelets?
I know, you're welcome. Those are my platelets. It's that erection. Okay.
So my plasma.
Thank you for entertaining this, Dr. Giddens. He's like, okay, these two. Okay. So talking, so Scrotox, so you touched on the fact that Scrotox is specific to, I'm assuming the testicles, the scrotum, and then there's also in the cock, you can get cock tox. Do you call it cock tox?
Yeah, you can call it C-tox. C-tox if you want. Yeah.
C-tox.
Some people call it C-tox. Why not? C, right?
I go for detox, but never mind.
Yeah, that's
Sorry.
The thing. You can't use detox. You got to use C-tox.
I take it back. C-tox. I retract.
I got some C-tox this weekend. So it's Botox. So, and it's off label.
So Scrotox. Yeah. So Scrotox is on. So the testicles are the kind of the balls inside the scrotum, right? So the Botox or whatever you're using, I mean, we say Botox, but it, you know, obviously there's Dysport and all these other things. We just use Botox because that's what most people know Botox is. But you can place that on the skin of the scrotum, which helps to relax the scrotum. So for some guys, that bunch up a little bit, they can kind of have more of a looser scrotum and they just feel better. You know, I also have some guys that have testicular pain. They walk around with a chronic testicular pain. And so on treating some of that testicular pain, when their scrotum kind of scrunches up or kind of wrinkles up, then it causes them more pain. So we can use it for that too. So there's a number of like medical as well as aesthetic reasons off label we can use the Botox for.
So when the penis is getting erect, usually you see the balls, at least from my experience, they kind of go up into, right, the penis
perineum. Like the junction. Yeah, well, like the junction of the penis. Yeah.
Yes. Going, so is that something that if that's relaxed, is that sometimes the, and I honestly am so curious about this. So does that Scrotox kind of relax that? So the sometimes the
make them hang lower? Or
yeah.
So they'll hang lower. They okay. will hang lower.
And that's a good thing because they want to relax.
Yeah, so for some guys, the penis, I have a number of guys that come in and their scrotum is always in that position. You know, the position that you said, like, so it's always in that position. And it, for them, it's uncomfortable, or just aesthetically, they just doesn't like they just don't like the way it looks. Yeah. So we will put, you know, Botox in that area or one of the other like formulas like Dysport or something like that.
Botox is I love that though, when the balls get all
I like the diversity balls.
I'm like, oh, and I like the like a hanging
one. Do they hang though? Do they
so you have to so when you like on your first date, this is something you have to ask like guys.
On
like,
your first
they
date.
Had scrotox, right? Because like if you like for it to kind of go up near the penis, then that's not the guy for you that is scrotox, right?
It's not as
or
much
if you
movement.
Want it to hang, then that's the you might want to suggest Scrotox for them.
Yeah. Yeah. Or if you want the diversity, like, okay, they hang. And then when you're super aroused, or like or when you're about to orgasm, right, they like tighten into the body and you could be like, where did your balls go?
Right.
So you're saying with Scrotox, though, they probably don't do a lot of that diversity of movement.
Yeah. There's not a lot of that. There's not a lot of, it's mostly relaxed. And so, like I said, for a lot of guys, it's just for aesthetically, they like the way it looks. And if they're having pain, then obviously, if they're having testicular pain, I see a lot of chronic testicular pain. That's another thing that I do. We don't want the scrotum to kind of bunch up in that area because it can cause more discomfort.
Can I ask about, this wasn't really on our questions, but like, what are the chronic testicular pain, what are the reasons why people are experiencing that? Like, what are the most common reasons?
Yeah. So sometimes it comes out of the blue. Right. Sometimes a guy can have what we call a varicocele, which is like varicose veins that you see in people's legs. Sometimes guys can have that in their scrotum.
Oh, wow.
Some guys can get it after like any kind of testicular surgery or anything. But oftentimes it's just, you know, it's just like more of a chronic problem that guys get. And we don't often understand why they get it. But we understand how to treat it. Sometimes it's pelvic floor dysfunction. Mm-hmm. So pelvic floor is when the muscles of the pelvic floor become really tight and spasm, and that can radiate up to the testicle as well.
Time for a quick break so we can tell you about our carefully chosen sponsors.
Please stay tuned and buy their products because we only tell you about what we love and what we truly believe in. And it helps keep this podcast free to you.
Chip, I love you so much. I made a special gift for you and I thought it could give you some inspiration for Mother's Day because it's so good. Are you ready for it?
You did. I feel so special.
So is that a yeah?
Yes.
Okay, cool. It's 3 minutes, but here's a tiny clip. Who would have thought we'd make a business and a podcast and be successful with it? Look how time passed. And we're so close, it's like we have our own language. We're making sex and relationships shameless. April, I love you, I'm singing your praises. Even when you eat too much cheese and start to too snakey, nothing can make our relationship sour. And remember, 1, 2, 3, shower.
Oh my God, Amy. I love that so much. I'm about to cry. Okay, I'm about to cry.
Actually, you are crying. I see a tear in your eyes.
I love it.
I love that about you. And you haven't even heard the full song.
You make me feel so special with this. Okay, I know. I feel so loved. I'm going to listen to this song again and again. Oh my God, this is the best gift anyone's ever given me. And I love how it feels customized to me. It has our inside joke, Snicky, and so many more. This is so good. How did you do this?
So I did this via Songfinch, and Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. That's you, Chip. I love you. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever. Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one, that's you again, how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
This is so cool. I was just thinking how I would want to use it at a wedding or a bachelorette party. I don't, for anything. And you just told me that for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free. So you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Just go to songfinch.com/shameless and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free. It's a $50 value. Again, our URL is songfinch.com/shameless. Don't forget to share your song with us too. Go to songfinch.com/shameless. Okay, Amy, I'm gonna buy this for everyone I know, but will you please play it one more time for me?
Yep.
Even though people think we're sisters or lesbian lovers, you are my ride or die non-sexual life partner. You keep me laughing, cracking up, girl, you're my twin. You are my tiny hairless dolphin. And there's nobody else I'd rather do this journey with. Together, me and you, baby, we share.
So I wonder, because sometimes and this is totally my theory, if like tight pants or like tight underwear, or like tight, because you know, and like when I wear tight pants, like your vulva, you can get like chafing and things. I wonder if too much, like, and you can tell me, Dr. Gaines, I'm sorry, April, no. But like, if like that could, you know, remember in the 80s, dudes wore a lot of tight pants too. If like it could affect like the way your balls are actively like laying or receiving.
Yeah. And be in relaxed phase.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I see a marketing. I see like a way we can design these jeans where we can get like really just like relaxed, maybe a hole in the, like in the crotch. Ooh. Or something like that. That's something
like,
we
like
can do.
Almost like a little
this
swing.
Is a market. This is like an opportunity here, right?
It might be. Someone out there listening. Hey,
a pair of pants, but it has a little like sling for your balls hanging. But
there you
like
go.
It is adjustable. So you can like loosen them and they could be low or high. And then they're like just hanging out, having a vacation.
I think that about that. All when I wear like a fucking bodysuit, I'm like, why is this not thinking about my outer labia?
Think about my jeans right now.
Yeah. Sorry. So, kind of what you said. So if you had, I mean, if you're wearing your underwear is really tight and your pants are really tight, then that's going to be probably the solution for a lot of guys, is to kind of wear maybe boxers or looser fitting pants. But we actually, for the guys that have chronic pain, we do try to have them support their underwear, support their testicles, but we don't want them wearing too tight, like underpants or jeans. So.
It's like Goldilocks. You want it right.
You want it just right.
Yeah. But that does make sense though. So if someone out there is like, oh wait, I have had testicular pain. Mm-hmm. I do wear tight, maybe underwear or tight pants sometimes. Maybe that is affecting my testicular, like a comfort, right? Mm-hmm. Like I'm comfortable. I just think it is something to think about, because I love clothing, but anyway, that's not the reason you're here. You're way too smart to talk about
pants.
The testicular, like the moose knuckle or jeans. The camel toe. That can happen.
Yoga pants.
I know.
Let's bring back to the erectile health piece, because that was where our initial intention, although we love balls and we love balls here. And I know our listeners love balls. I love when we talk about balls. But so let's talk about other aspects of erectile health that could affect performance. Like, what are some other things? And I know April kind of hinted at this before, maybe this was off air, but maybe some things that involve like mental health or stress or depression, right? Like some other things that can affect erections other than blood flow that you're seeing.
Yeah, you know, we throw around like erectile difficulties and erectile dysfunction like it's nothing, you know, like it's just like a common thing. But, you know, it really can affect a guy's ego. It can affect how they feel about themselves, how they feel about, you know, their relationship. I mean, it gets really, really deep, you know, when it comes to erectile dysfunction. I mean, there's some stats that show that guys that have erectile difficulties, they have more, you know, days off of work, they call in sick more, you know, they have higher rates of depression. I mean, this is a real problem, you know? And so, you know, there are some, you know, mental issues that can go with it, some depression. You know, I have some guys that come in and just, you know, they're working, but they're just say, doc, I just don't feel like myself. Like, I feel like something's missing. And they're speaking about their erections. So anxiety plays a big role. So, you know, we have something called the fight or flight response. And what happens is you make adrenaline, right? So all the guys listening out there will know that if they're playing sports and they're in a high adrenaline sport and they try to go to the bathroom and they look at their penis, it's a lot smaller, right? So what's happening there is that adrenaline is coming in and it's actually taking blood flow away from the penis and it's shifting it to areas like your arms and your legs so you can fight or you can run, right? But adrenaline is kind of like it's not a very smart chemical, right? So that same chemical plays a role when guys have problems with intercourse. So you had a bad experience. What happens is you get anxious and the adrenaline starts kicking in and it doesn't know that you want to have sex. It just knows that it's there. And so what it's going to do is it's going to do the exact same thing. It's going to take blood flow away from the penis and it's going to shift it to your arms and your legs. So it's going to make it a lot more difficult for guys to have an erection. So when we talk about like, you know, situational ED or anxiety induced ED, we're really talking about more or less like adrenaline. So that's a big deal, right?
Wow.
And that plays a role, like I said, with depression and everything like that. You know, guys that have some depression, they're going to have probably more anxiety if their depression is caused by their ED, they're going to have more anxiety when they're going to try to have intercourse again.
It does make sense if you think about that. I never thought about adrenaline in terms of the genitals versus the kind of like flowing through the body parts, like your extremities, like your other extremities, meaning like your arms and your legs when you're playing basketball, like LeBron James getting like, you know, he's raging. And then, you know, he's like, wait, I mean, he probably didn't have to think about his cock when he's like throwing like amazing.
Yeah, his penis
like,
is probably pretty small when he's like making.
Yeah, right. I mean, I've never thought about it because I love LeBron.
Or like a bear's coming to attack you. It's not the time have a boner or
it's
like a schlong hanging out. Like,
yeah,
blah, blah, blah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, you actually think about it. I mean, if we're fighting, the last thing you want to have is somebody to injure your penis, right?
And so, God, yeah. You know, I want it to tuck inside of me. I don't have one, but that's what I'd like if I had one.
Exactly. Wow. So that's the reason for it. And so, you know, so guys will have some, we used to call it psychological ED. I call it adrenaline mediated erectile dysfunction. So that's where it comes from.
Oh, I'm already learning so much. I love like talking to you about this particular like, subject. I didn't know you have so many more deviations from what we could talk about.
Anthropologist.
You are like
I can talk about food. I can talk about food. I like talking about food too. I'm joking.
And what about
traveling and all these?
I thought it was like food and erections. You know, like, what foods give you best erection
for next time? I feel like Dr. Gittins, you're kind of our people already. I can tell. So I want to bring it back to something that we actually have never addressed in the show. And we've talked a lot about prostate health in the show, and we've talked about ED a number of times, and we've never talked about post-prostate cancer therapies. Also, I touched on this in the beginning, bladder cancer, and then the colorectal cancer treatments that people endure, and then they do not have a lot of accessibility with their erectile function, right? They have erectile challenges after these treatments. So in your practice, you do these post-cancer treatments, and people can benefit and regain erectile health on some level. I know you can't guarantee anything, but I'd love for you to talk more about these treatments and what this looks like. And also, that's it, because I don't want to give you too many questions. I do that every time.
I'm like, I got to write these things down.
I know. I'm like, I'm sorry, Dr. Gittins.
So I'm going to go back to like, why did I go into the field, right? Because you asked me, that was the first question. And I kind of gave you a short answer, but the real answer was that, you know, for me, it was like a patient experience, right? It was a guy that when I was a resident, he had just been diagnosed with prostate cancer and he was cancer-free. So this is, you know, months after, and my supervising physician said, you're cancer-free. And this is like a big brawny guy, like strong guy, you know, stereotypical, like beat your chest kind of guy, right? And I'm in the room and my attending leaves and the guy starts crying, right? And I'm like, you know, what's going on? Like he just said like, you're cured. Like, why are you crying? Right. And he just, you know, he really opened up to me and he just said how important his sexual function was. And he was unable to have an erection and be close to his wife in that manner and be intimate. And so that really started my journey in terms of why I like, you know, I started and trained in this field is because of that one person. And I still get a little emotional about it today because I can still see him. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, prostate cancer is very common. It's one of the most common cancers amongst men. And there's a number of different treatments. There's surgery, there's radiation, there's like seed therapy, there's hormonal therapy, depends on the stage. And unfortunately, many of the treatments, I would say almost the majority of the treatments, unless you're watching it, can cause some erectile difficulties because the nerves that are going to the penis are kind of have to pass by the prostate, right? And so when you have treatment and so when you're destroying those prostate cancer cells or removing the prostate, you're going to have at least a little damage to those nerves, right? And that's going to lead to erectile difficulties. You're also going to have some vascular. So you got a lot of arteries and veins that are kind of going by the prostate as well. And the bladder. So you mentioned the bladder, same thing, that they're kind of right in that area. And because you have some damage to the nerves and to the blood vessels, and that's going to compromise the penis, and you're going to have some erectile difficulties from that. Right. Mm. And so for those guys, you know, I'm pretty aggressive. So if a guy's coming in for, he's thinking about radiation, because radiation, it's a number of treatments. If you're thinking about it, it's like 30 treatments over 30 days or something like that. I forgot the total regimen, but it's a lot of treatments. And so we're proactive. So I'm treating those guys before they are going through radiation. During radiation, we're treating them to try to get the best results, right? For guys that have had their prostate removed, we're being proactive before. So we're starting them maybe on a pump or so, or with those radiation guys, we're also using a pump to initially, something like the Exerciser or something, you know, and then we're being aggressive afterwards. And if it's core wave therapy, or if we're using injections, or if we're using like low doses Cialis or what have you, it depends on the individual. But, you know, so we do have protocols for, you know, bladder cancer and prostate cancer. Mm-hmm. Rectal cancer is very similar. The nerves that affect the penis and are in that area, and the blood vessels are also there as well. So that can also cause some erectile difficulties. But the protocols that we use are, they're similar, but it's really, for me, it's about getting out ahead. And then it's also, it's about treating them aggressively in the beginning. Because we do know, so when you look at, for instance, you look at rat studies, right? And you remove like the prostate and everything from a rat, and then you biopsy the penis right after, you see scar tissue. Mm. So it's important that we kind of keep that penis really healthy. We get blood flow to that penis so that those penile muscle tissues don't turn into scar, right? So we try to do our best in doing that.
Time for a quick break to talk about one of our sponsors who just so happens to be our absolute favorite lube, UberLube. UberLube is a luxurious silicone lubricant, and it enhances intimacy. It's there when you want it, and it blends in when you're done with it, so you have control over that lube. It's long-lasting and leaves the skin extra velvety, and honestly, y'all, I want it all over my body. Thousands of doctors in the U.S. are recommending UberLube to their patients. It's body-friendly, less likely to change the pH, and it has vitamin E, so it feels extra moisturizing.
There's a reason why we've been a fan of UberLube for years. There's no flavor or scent. It's even great for oral sex, everyone. But it's not just great for sex. You can use it for massage, your hair. You can prevent chafing. It even brings out the colors of your beautiful tattoos. And the bottle is absolutely gorgeous. It looks more like a cosmetic, so you can leave it anywhere shamelessly for easy access. Just go to UberLube.com and use the discount code SHAMELESS10 to get 10% off and free shipping. Again, that's UberLube.com right now with code SHAMELESS10 for 10% off and free shipping. This podcast is also brought to you by OMGS.com. Join over 1 million people who are experiencing more pleasure with OMGS. They take scientific research of thousands of vulva owners, showing techniques to pleasure that pussy. They turn this research into tasteful, educational short videos, animated modules, and infographics. OMGS is for anyone who wants to learn about vulva pleasure or take it to the next level. Want to take your orgasms from good to out of this world? Then check out OMGS. Or if you're a vulva lover and want to up your pussy pleasuring skills, then you need to check out OMGS.
I've personally been recommending OMGS to my clients for years, and it's completely changed their lives. They have three seasons: external pleasure, internal pleasure, and sex toys. It's not a subscription service, and you don't need to download a thing. OMGS also makes a fabulous gift, and your purchase supports more pleasure research. So just go to omgs.com/shameless to get 10% off right now. Again, that's omgs.com/shameless to receive 10% off, unlimited access towards enhancing your pleasure power. The link is in the episode's description.
It also sounds like it's important to, which is what you're saying that you do when you're talking about like the bladder, the prostate, the penis, like they're all connected, right? So if you're having health issues in one area, to probably stay on top of the other areas, like the whole being. And we're talking just about like genitals or pelvic floor area. And yet they're all very close to each other and connected and functioning with one another. And so I like that you are already naming a lot of ways that that can all be addressed. And so one of our other questions was, you already kind of...
I also want to say that it's so interesting that prostates, even though it's internal and it's like you can't see it, it's inside, right? The rectum, like it's internal, it's beyond the rectum. But you can't see that, but it causes scar tissue to happen in lab rats, like on the penis. Like that to me is mind blowing. Mm-hmm. Like that just from having the prostate removed, you can have scar tissue on the penis without even touching the penis. Did I hear that correctly? And I didn't mean to interrupt Amy, but I'm like mind blown by that, like that factor. That's fucking crazy.
All those nerves and those blood vessels are traveling in that way. And when you talk about like colon cancer, it's really like the lower colon cancers that you're talking about, the one that are kind of close to the rectum and close to the prostate. Mm-hmm. So those are, but if you have like a colon cancer that's a lot higher up, then it probably won't affect your erectile function, at least physically, but it may be emotionally, it can cause some emotional distress, which can cause some ED.
So I have just two last questions and they're separate from each other, but one.
I had 17 questions, perfect. So that's great.
Yeah. I know. Did I answer all the questions? I'm not sure.
You're crushing. We're interrogating Dr. Gittins here. We're like, wait, we have so many.
So question number one, if I had to have my entire prostate removed and I get it removed, and I'm not experiencing any erectile function like hardness, blood flow, is there a protocol or a way that I can get some? And what would that be? Question number two.
So going back to that question. So you don't have any erectile function or you have erectile?
I'm not getting any blood flow. My cock is like, no matter what I do, it's if I get
it,
if I'm lucky.
Prostatectomy and you have no function of your cock at all. Okay.
And if I'm lucky, I can get like a little, look, there's a little something, but it's like not even a softie. Is there anything I can do to get something there? I'll start with those.
Yeah, there is. I mean, there, you know, like I said, first we want to start the kind of that rehab program. We're going to, to prevent some of the scarring and you can have some decrease in length. And I love like pumps, you know, like pumps are great. So something like the exerciser again, but then, you know, you want to go down. I usually do an ultrasound, see what the blood flow is. And then you can use like injections. You can use, you know, depending on how severe things are, you can use cold wave therapy. And if nothing works after some time, you can use like a penile implant. So those are things that, so there's definitely hope for everyone. You know, like a penile implant is almost like success rates are really high. So those are the things that you can use. So you'll be able to get an erection in some way.
So we used to, the sex shop I own with my mom, which is now online, purepleasureshop.com, we used to have the brick and mortar. And I remember being there in the store working with people. And when they were coming, the cock ring section or the pump section, we would ask them from our education, so can you get some blood flow? Because we learned the hard way, meaning not that hard is the wrong word for this, but we learned the inaccurate way, the unfortunate way that if we sold a cock ring or a pump to someone who could not already get some blood flow, they would go home, be very disappointed. And they already needed some blood flow to do, like you need something to work with, you know, like the pumps and the rings, but there's all these other ways to work with that. Like what I'm hearing from you is like, you're working from a deeper level to bring the blood flow there and that could be like implants or things like that, but like to get the blood flow there and then you can work with these other things, but you need to have some blood there to start with to do like pumps and rings? Question.
So for pumps, the pumps will bring blood flow to the penis because it's like a negative pressure device. And so they'll bring some blood flow to the penis. Will it stay? It probably won't stay. Then that's when you're going to need like a ring. So a ring will allow that blood flow to stay after a pump if you're using it to have sex. Mm-hmm. But just a ring alone won't work, right? Yeah. And you have to be able to get blood flow to the penis first. And then what the ring does is it occludes the blood flow from leaving. So you place that ring on there. So I hope that answers that one question.
Yes. So is the exerciser
the Bathmate, right? Exerciser? Is it the same
so
thing?
So it's very similar. The design and everything is very similar, but what they're using is mostly just like exercising. And so
okay. So this is the exerciser, but not the one that you're talking about.
Something different?
It's something different because it says exerciser. That's why I was like,
that's
this
the exerciser.
We have it. Okay. We just got it so our partners could try it.
Yeah.
And I'm so, because we have love Bathmate, but like, I didn't know. Amy was like, I think this is the same product. And I'm like, oh my God, I think it is. And that's awesome. It's the exerciser. exerciser.
Yes, and exerciser. That's it.
Yeah, we're showing. We had no idea this.
You're watching on YouTube. You can see it's just a box, just, by the way. We don't have a pump out.
We just got these in the mail for our partners.
I have a pump. I can show it to you. You
want
a
pump? Yeah, yes.
Whip out your pump.
That's so awesome. We had. I'm serious.
Not falling asleep.
This is what it looks like.
Oh, I love those.
And do you have to use it in water, right? Do you have to? Because
you're using it in water.
In water, like in a bathtub.
Oh no, you can do
in a bathtub or a shower. You can just kind of turn it upside down and you put the water in. You can use it in the shower. Yeah.
Okay.
So nice. Especially, you know, it's great to use in the shower because it's like, unless somebody's in the shower with you, but what else you do in the shower? You're mostly thinking, you soap off, and then why not use a penis pump, you know, at the same time. But also, you know, for guys that have, I love this for guys that have had prostate cancer and they also have some urinary leakage, right? And so for guys that have urinary incontinence, because that's one of the side effects, right? When you use like a pneumatic pump, like it's just, it gets messy because water.
You're talking
gets
about
everywhere.
The ones with the air,
with the
like
air,
the
right?
Bulb.
So, yeah, with the air.
Right.
So there's different types of pumps. There's pumps that use air to kind of increase like the negative pressure, and there's ones that use water, right? So the good thing about using like a hydro pump, like the exerciser, is if you have some urinary incontinence, like after prostate cancer, then if urine leaks, who cares, right? It's water all around, right? Mm-hmm. But if you're using a pneumatic pump and you're out and it's like, you know, it gets leakage all over, it's urine everywhere. And so guys don't really like that. So especially for those guys that are leaking, I love this pump for that.
Just seeing people use the exerciser, I've seen.
Back in the day, like years ago.
Yeah, years ago. Because we go to sex toy trade shows. So we would see demos and it was generally on like a dildo, but they were using it under a body of water. So it was in a fish tank and they would use it. It was a spongy dildo and they would show how it would work. And so it's not your traditional pump where you're pumping a bunch, right? You're only doing like a couple little bump suction things. And then you'd see the aftermath of it. And it made sense to my brain that using the water, so having your spongy tissue, your erectile tissue, you know, immersed with like surrounded by water with something that's suctioning a little bit. And it's it makes sense that the water in itself would make your tissue even more spongy, just like a sponge in water versus an air pump, which is a little more on the dry side, right? Like it's just air.
It's like sucking the air out versus like bringing all these water molecules, H2O.
Exactly. I want a spongy wet dick. That sounds great.
But also when you look at like the physiology and the physics behind it, it's actually by having the water in the tube, in the exerciser, it's actually more equally distributed throughout than air. So it actually is like a more conformed kind of pump, you would say, or more conformed like negative pressure that you get.
Yeah. That makes so much sense. And I love that you talked about the exerciser and we just got it. Isn't that?
It's like, funny. Got it today.
Yes. It came in the mail today. We've known about the product
and also,
a long time.
So everyone knows Dr. Paul Gittins did not send this to us.
No. This was a complete.
I love that.
That's sometimes how things work. Yeah. And especially in shameless sex. So we have to wrap up because I know you're also not in California time and we don't want to take up all of your time because you're a busy human. And thank you for all the work you're doing. But will you please tell folks not only how they can find you and work with you because you do so much more than just ED stuff. You do things for people with all sorts of sexual health and wellness needs. So I'd love to tell our listeners how they can find you, if they can work with you, also your website and more about Dr. Gittins.
Yeah. I mean, we, like you said, we treat any kind of sexual problem that, you know, that somebody has, we treat them male or female. And then we have like male infertility. I do like vasectomy reversals and things like that. So microsurgery and everything. So my Rockwell Centers, we're in three locations currently. We're in New York City in Manhattan. We're in Philadelphia and we're in Allentown, which is in the Lehigh Valley in Pennsylvania. And you can find me at Dr. Gittins on Instagram. Don't laugh on my Instagram. Getting there. It will get there at some point, but we're present. And our website is rockwellcenters.com with like an S on the center. So rockwellcenters.com.
And people can get the exerciser on your website, I assume, as well. And
I don't have it on my
it.
Website, but you can go to the site. And if they want a discount, they can put Gittins 20 on there. Okay. And they can get a discount. You know, from the website.
We'll have this information for everyone. And definitely check out
show notes,
all of Dr. Gittin's work, because you are just really, you're helping people. And I haven't reiterated this enough, because your folks reach out to us and I was like, whoa, look at this human, what he's doing. He's an expert. You're an expert, and one of the leading experts in the United States, if not the world, for helping treat people with various sexual health issues. So thank you again for being on Shameless Sex with us, and for honoring Amy and I's sometimes our debauchery with, like, you know, my moose knuckle pants theory slash.
Good tea. Yeah, I'm designing those pants right now as we speak. What are you
I'm
talking?
I'm thinking it's going to make the big bucks. I think it's this is a smart choice.
I love it. It can be sexy.
We'll debut it next Christmas, actually. Yeah. It'll be
I love it. Well,
I'm by all my friends.
Me too.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure. Like, it was great. And you guys do such good work. You really do. Anytime you want to reach out to me, just let me know.
You'll be hearing from us. Don't worry.
When you get figured out how to use Botox as a birth control method, let me know.
That's a threat
I'm
for you.
I'm still hanging in there to freeze the sperm in the balls. New version of Scrotox. Birth control for 3 months. Just planting the seed, FDA.
I love it.
Oh my God. Okay. We love all of our listeners.
Easily reversible.
Just as much as we love Amy and I's 10 gentle ways.
I also believe in unicorns, fairies, leprechauns. Yes. So.
If you love Shameless Sex and what we do, go ahead and rate us. I invite you. Don't challenge you. I just invite you. It helps more folks find work of Dr. Gittin's and people that are changing the world and helping people improve their sex lives, y'all. So please, I invite you to do that. And I also invite you to honor your beautiful self, because we'll see you next Tuesday. All right. Ciao for now.
Want to learn more? Go to shamelesssex.com. And for 15% off of some of our favorite sex toys, use coupon code ShamelessSex at purepleasureshop.com.